Mapang, what is about Sunday night?
I was ready to shine about when the Chiv of Kiddush starts. So we said that the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Pei Aleph, sorry, that's a little bit later. We said that there's an issur to eat before davening normally. A person's not allowed to eat before davening or drink before davening. On top of that, on Shabbos, one has an extra problem besides that, and that is the problem that it's before Kiddush. So really, to start eating a whole meal before Kiddush is problematic. But we said that drinking before Kiddush is alright. So drinking before is okay. That's what we said, and therefore there's no problem. Now, mice, even Kiddush is not such a problem in the morning, because it could be that Zman hasn't started yet with Kiddush. We're going to speak about it today. When does Zman of Kiddush start? But whatever it is, on Shabbos morning, to have Pashas, a whole cake and fruit and things like that, that's a problem, because you can't eat before davening. So a drink, Mr. Ruhl says you're allowed to. We suppose machbe with the sugar and milk, but the mice, the post can say that nowadays, since everyone drinks like this, a normal drink, it's not called gaiva at all, so a person's allowed to drink a coffee or tea with sugar and with milk, or saccharine, whatever's got inside there. Look, I'm not sure about Coca-Cola, a drink like that, I'm not so sure, so it could be mainly water, I don't know, it's interesting, I'm not sure what that is. But that's what Mishnah Berurah says. On Shabbos now, what about on Shabbos? So we said that on Shabbos, so I've just got everything mixed up here. Shabbos morning was right. Then we spoke about a choyle. Oh, so that was how we came to a choyle. Someone who's not well, so he can't manage, you know, either to wait till after davening. So he needs to eat beforehand. So Mishnah Berurah Paskel, such a person like a choyle, he should actually make kiddush first. Because since for him there's no issur to eat before davening, he has to eat before davening. So Mishnah Berurah says for him, such a person, he should make kiddush taka first. So a choyle, Mishnah Berurah Paskel, is a choyle who needs to eat, should actually make kiddush before. Let's just see if we find the bialach. Reish Pei Tes, Mishnah Berurah Reish Pei Tes, Pei Tes David. Mishnah Berurah says, someone's allowed to eat or drink before davening. A goy shul refuah. Someone needs a refuah. Look at Eilstim and Pei Tes. He gives a poshut to tzarah lekash mitchilei. He or Mishmur Paskins that you have to make kiddush first. The Maaser, this is what Mishmur Paskins. That's the Maaser. That's many people follow this, and therefore they make kiddush. If the Maaser be machas, some Rishonim hold, like we said, that before davening shachris on Shabbos morning, there's no chiyuv kiddush. The chiyuv kiddush hasn't set in, because we're about a person is not meant to eat before davening, so Chazal will never massacre the chiyuv of kiddush. That's what some say. According to those shitters, then a person could eat before davening without making any kiddush. Have I lost everyone? That's what we said last time, yeah? Everyone with me?
Yeah.
No, what looks like?
You say that women is okay, because they'll keep davening and have to make kiddush straight away.
Could be. Some people say, yeah. But for a man's got a chiv, he's davening.
So you can eat before davening.
Maybe, I'm saying, maybe, you have to know. That's what I'm saying. Mishnah Berurah Paskel, a choyle who has to eat before davening, he has to make kiddush. Other achronim take on that before shachris, there's no chiv of kiddush for a man. And therefore, some people want to say that it depends. First of all, are you eating your meal? Kaviyah Suda, are you having cake, things like that? If you're having it for Kaviyah Suda, then maybe you should make Kiddush. If you can manage on Paris, maybe you don't need to make Kiddush. That's a big Machrikas. The people who do eat before davening, like have a coffee and a cake or whatever, those people who do that, they're relying on the fact they're called a Choyle and there's no Chiyuv to make Kiddush on. That's what they're saying. I'm saying it's not like Mishnah Berurah, but those people who are doing that, who having something to eat before davening, a drink is everyone holds a grab, but to eat before davening, they are relying on the shitter that a choyle has got no chiyuv to make kiddush before davening. It's not like Mishnah Berurah, but I'm saying other people do hold on it. But I'll come. Today's shiur is right, that's after shachris. So a person's davening shachris, Shabbos morning, and night wants to know if he can make kiddush. Is that allowed?
Before Christmas Day.
Oh, so there's two shahs. One is before Kriyas Torah, and one is before Musaf. Two different shahs, actually. Yes, let's start with the beginning. So, the Chiyuv of Kiddush, that's the halacha, Reish Pei Vav Siv Gimel. Very interesting here. Here the halacha is quite clear. Reish Pei Vav Siv Gimel. The Machaber says, Motzer litoim koim tefillis ha-musaf. The person's allowed to eat before musaf. He's allowed to taste before musaf. Dahainu achilis peiros. Okay, let's start with that. He's allowed to have fruits before davening musaf. So you're quite right. Big Shiloh, what does that mean? What about Kriyas HaTorah? Where's Kriyas HaTorah hold? So the Ramah point holds that Kriyas HaTorah is a chelik of Shacharis. So the Chora, it's better to have Kriyas HaTorah first. But I used to others say that if you can't manage that, let's say we're talking about Archer Shacharis, finish Shemir Esther Shacharis. Yeah? Finish Shemir Esther Shacharis, and now you want to make Kriyas. The Machabis is quite clear. Mutzah Litoim Koyim to finish the Masofin, the Hainachi is Paris. You'll have to have fruit. The Chabah carries on. I have to pass Mut. Even a small amount of bread, which the Mishmur says means ches, hainu, sha'oko, sorry, password, hainu, kabea. That's up to shiur kabea. The chalze rechal achilas arai. That is all included in achilas arai, temporary eating. So the Mishmur says there's two things. You have to have peiros, which doesn't say what the shiur is. Mishmur says actually, in peiros, you can have as much as you want. Yeah? What's the kasha? How can you have, what's the kasha with this? So you have, Mishmur says, in Mechabes, you can have peiros.
Yeah, you can't make Kiddush.
What? Mr. Ross, why have to Kiddush? Where are you making Kiddush? What? Very good. All right, Mr. Ross gives you an answer. Mr. Ross says, once you've done in Shachris, you're Mechoyev in Kiddush, says Mr. Ross. So how are you going to get around this? Also, lech of Ishtos Bekoidem, the Ekish of Mokham Suda, Yishleim and Adaka Shish Le Kodish Yayin Acha Kiddush. It's enough if you have a cup of wine after Kiddush, the Gam Zem Mikro Suda. So the Mishpura says somewhere else, what do you do? The Maestro, we know that when a person makes Kiddush, he has to drink a shear of Mole Lugmov. That is the shear to be into Kiddush, which is about half a revier, it's about 43 mil. He says, on top of that, the ideal is to have another revius on top of that. So you're going to have revius, let's say, I don't know, 86 mil, 80 and 40, 100, 130 mil of drink, which is not very much. I'm going to have a bottle of anything. I'm saying, well, this cup is this cup of beer, it's more than that. This cup is more than that, it's about 150, 160 probably this year. So you have 130 mil of wine. The Mishmur says, your kiss machmas sooner. That, he says somewhere else, this should only be done on Shabbos morning. On Friday night, ideally one should not be yotze suda with wine. You should have bread or cake. On Shabbos mornings, a special allowance that you could be yotze suda with wine. Wine or grape juice up to a revir. So ideally you have a molin lugmov, that's 43 mil, plus on top of that another revir of 86. Mishmur says, if that's difficult, then you can have in total a revir. Let's just find out here. So it's like Jesus Christ, yeah, and Acha Kiddush. It doesn't say, but my sin there, Mr. Ruhr there says that if you have a revius in total, 86 men in total, you can be Yotza. That is what he says. So the Maisa, you've got a simple solution. After Shachris, a person is a bit hungry, he makes Kiddush, he has the amount of wine he needs, and then he has as much payers and crisps, all these things, are Adomot and Shachos, as much as he wants. No problem. There's no shear on that, yeah? Then the Machaber carries on. Pass, he said, you can eat up to a kabea. Bread, you can have up to a kabea. Now, the Machaber does not speak about mazonos, actually, here. The Machaber just says, let's see, oh, you're free to pass muot. You can have either peiros harbe or pass muot, a small amount of bread, up to a kabea. What about cake? What? Yeah, shalti yamor. So here, Mr. Brewer says that if you can have pas, you can zich have cake. Minetagima. But what's the shear? How much can you have? So this is a big question now. How much cake is a person allowed to have? In order, when a person makes kiddush on after shachris. So Mr. Brewer over here brings the machlokes in the shaltsian. I'm going to have wrong shaking up back, the sweet lady Medina, Kurt and Musso, much of the cash in this out. Sorry, I lost it. Sosmo, below beer, I've come on, Yikrob is Akhis Arab. Mishamur said, it's not clear how much you're allowed to have. I'm a Simitop British Lamatistica with Sukkah, Mashik Sand Shrub is there. There's the interesting about my Sukkah. How much are you allowed to have outside the Sukkah of cake? So I think the Morgan of Rom says that it's called Akhis Arab, only up to Kabetza. And the others should hold even more. So the Mishmur says the same machlokes over here. Very interesting. So the shayla is, if you're only having a kabea of cake, it's not very much actually. can have one or two slices maybe. I mean, first of all, it's a shayla how you work out kabeya, what you count is for the alamechia. But whatever it is, it's not very much. So if you're having cake, according to some shitters, you can only have up to kabeya, and other shitters allow you to have more. It seems the minika olam is to makel to let you have more than just one or two slices. So I'm saying we do this on Simchas Torah, for example. Simchas Torah is a very common minhag in places. Now, on Simchas Torah, what happens is people make kiddush after shacharis. They have wine, make kiddush. They have cake. But they have quite a few slices of cake. So we're taking on, like this shitter, that cake, you're allowed to have more than the kabeya. If a person wants to wash, you can only have up to kabeya or pus. Yeah? So cake is a machlokes. I'm saying the minhag olam is to make by cake. The minhag olam is by cake. We allow you to eat quite a few slices. So that's what it seems the minhag olam is to make. And it's not so clear. Not so clear this. And when it comes, what?
Everyone goes together.
Oh, so that's another show. That's another thing. What's the whole problem? Why can't you have so much heat? What's the problem having more like a baitza of pasta, let's say? Why can't you have a whole meal of bread? When you make kiddush on after shacharis, so the shell suits the same as mincha ma'ariv. They were worried if you have too much food, it might be nimshach, you forget to daven. So it's a gezeira that we don't let you have it because we're scared you forget to daven. On that, he said, it's quite right. Many possible say when you've got a rabbin, a lot of people doing it together. Let's say you're in shul and you're eating in shul together. There's a lot of people there. It's rabbin mid kriyador. They remind each other. So it could be you could have more. Sorry. How much called a lot of?
A lot of food.
A lot of cake. So, up to kabeya is alright, that's definitely alright. If you're having more, there's no shir, pashas. I mean, you might have a shir bench if you have too much. Imagine, shouldn't. He's right. He's a kind of a shir we have to bench. So, I don't know how much the shir is. Maybe four bales, maybe a kashash, maybe. I have to know what the shir is, but you can have a good few pieces of cake at the thing.
There's no problem to make it after shuffle.
Looks like according to his, you're allowed to do it. I wouldn't do it regularly, but it looks like you're allowed to do it. I mean, the shy is how much you're going to eat. What do you mean? You make kiddush shachar, then do what?
And
then
you go back to
living. I'm saying, yeah. So what are you doing? You make kiddush shachar, and.
You have
your
word message, and then you go back into living. There's no problem.
First of all, seriously, I said to you, first of all, some Hachraim hold that Kriyas HaTorah is part of shachar. So the Kriyas HaTorah should be first, should be part of shachar.
Right.
Well, that's one thing. If you're asking lechatchila, can you do it? You can might have to do it lechatchila, but it shows how much you can eat. According to the Mogen Avraham, you can only have a kibbutz of cake. Yeah. According to others, you can have as many slices, quite a few slices. But the Meister, I'm saying, if you're asking lechatchila, I once asked the Rav about this. So I know there was a certain shul that wanted them to suck at this every week to have a kiddush after Shabbos.
After Lent.
Yeah. And he wouldn't hear of it. I don't know, what's so sure now? I'm not so sure why he was very adamant not to have it done. It wouldn't allow it.
No one does it.
What?
Because nobody does it.
Because?
Because nobody does it.
That's not a problem. Am I allowed to do it?
Not sure, I don't know, I'm not sure. Can I do it?
What? You say it's not a million people to do. I'm pretty sure or not, I can't see what's wrong. If you're having a small amount, I don't know, the Mishnah, the Shulchan says it's not a chatchila. Mr. Brewer, the Chabchir said, Mutter, Litzen, Kurds, Wilson, Mustafin. If you had a small amount. Someone is, let's say, he is very hungry after Shachris, the Maisa, yeah? And he wants to have, make kiddush and have a slice of cake. Chayra, I don't
need to do anything. It's fine, it's good.
What?
Then it's good, that's fine.
So what then?
Make kiddush, not done.
To make a kiddush, to build a dummy.
It's okay.
No, he's talking about a whole thing, to make a whole thing that everyone may, instead of having the main kiddush after the musaf, you have it after Shabbos. That's not a dumb thing. Could be, yeah, I mean, possibly. Not really the right thing to be doing.
So can I have after Shabbos?
What?
Can I have after Shabbos?
After Shabbos, you can make kiddush after Shabbos.
Could I have after Shabbos?
Yeah. After Shabbos, after Shabbos.
After Shabbos.
After Brock is not a Shabbos. Now, I must tell you, the people there is a mini in Klal Yisrael, actually, in some places, where they have after shacharis, they sit to learn Tucker, and they have a cup of coffee. Now the chayyim, that's not like the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah says that once you daven shacharis, then the chayyim kiddush sets in. I mean, it's bishleim before you daven in the morning, you wake up in the morning before you daven, and you have a cup of coffee, that's no problem, there's no chayyim kiddush. And it's before davening to make you have strong and make you feel better, that's no problem at all, yeah? That's muskim. The shayyim is now, after you daven shacharis, and you don't want to eat a meal, you don't want to have anything, you just want to have a cup of coffee. That, according to Mishnah Berurah, is much worse. Because according to Mishnah Berurah, that's what he says, that once Shacharis, you finished, the Chiyuv of Kiddush has set in. So the Chor, you can't have anything to eat now or drink without a Kiddush. Those that are Mekel, they take on like another Shitter, they take on like the other Shitter, that the Chiyuv of Kiddush does not start after Shacharis. The Chiyuv of Kiddush only starts after Musaf. Yeah, they hold that since you can't have a proper meal after Shacharis, because your master Chazal doesn't want you to have a proper meal, Chazal were only the second Kiddush after Musaf.
After Rosh Hashanah, after
Kriz
HaTorah, you can go home or have yourself make Kiddush.
After Rosh
Hashanah? Rosh
Hashanah,
let's say, before Musaf,
before Kishofer, according to that Shetzer, they don't make Kiddush. They don't make the cake. Yeah, but they're only making, this group's only making drinking, they're not making for eating as well.
No, just drinking.
It's interesting, I might say. The Svarah should be the same for both, actually.
Yeah.
In Svarah, there's no need to be eating and drinking. If you're making to drink after Shachas without Kiddush, the chayra, the same should be with eating. Unless you say there's a gzeri, it might be nimshach, maybe. But let's just make a sikkum. So we're saying, according to Mishnah Berurah, what comes out Moshi is that after Shacharis, there's a chi of Kiddush. You have make Kiddush, so if you're having Peiros, you have to drink a amount of wine, which is enough to be Yitzhak with Kiddush, and then you can have as much Peiros as you want, there's no share. If you're having Pas, that the share clear in Shulchan Aruch, you can only have to Kabea, or Pas. A person wants to wash for some reason. He's very hungry. He needs to have bread. The only thing he can do is he wants to wash. He has to have a pass. He can only have up to kebab. It's about a slice of bread or something like that. I say that's that. If he wants to have cake, cake is questionable. Is it similar to bread, only up to kebab? Or are you allowed to have more? That seems to be a machlokas. That's not clear what you're allowed to have. But I say it sees a minigal oil is take on. That cake is more lenient, and you're allowed to have more than a kebab. Up to a few kebab of cake you're allowed to have, or biscuits, before you're allowed to have. If you've got a rabbin there, that could be better as well. If you've got a rabbin, let's say, for example, like I say, Tikkun Shofar, a lot of people make them shul, so there's a lot of people there. So if you go home, then you haven't got this heter. But if you're in shul, eating in shul, on Simchas Torah, many people eat in shul, that's really much better. You've got the people there, which the chayor will remind you not to go past the heter. That's really much, much better, that case. Yeah?
Before
Tekiah Shofar, a person could do this if he wanted to do, yeah? I'm saying, otherwise, according to the Mishnah Berurah, I said, once Shacharis has passed, you cannot have any drinks or anything to eat without being Kiddush. Because that's the Zman of Kiddush, according to Mishnah Berurah. Once you pass your Shacharis, which so he says, whether the Kiddush is included or not, but I said, once you come to that time, there's nothing else you can do. You can't have any drinks without making Kiddush. And someone told me he makes Kiddush here on Friday, Shabbos morning, he has a cup of coffee with a bar of chocolate. Now that's not a heter pashtus. Before the whole heter before Shacharis is to have a drink, but eating before Shacharis, we said pashtus is not allowed. So unless someone says it's a choyla, then you've got the shadow witness to make kiddush given. And I say pashtus. Someone, a normal person who wants to have something to drink before Shabbos davening is allowed to, but he has to be careful only to have a drink, not eat anything else besides that.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Very good.
Perfect.